Pronunciation can be a tricky business. We all have our pet peeves. I was long bothered in the 90s when everyone started to add an extra syllable to the word that means brief. The word is transient and has two syllables. But as if by government decree, people started saying transient. And nowadays, even a few modern dictionaries are starting to allow transient. Similarly, virtually everyone refers to a consummate pastry chef, when the word has always been consummate. But who correctly says consummate? No one. When it comes to the sky, most people call the seventh planet Uranus. But this is never correct, because Roman and Greek gods have single correct pronunciations. It's Uranus, even though Alex Trebek gets this wrong on Jeopardy. Betelgeuse is more problematical. That famous red supergiant in Orion's shoulder, prominent these nights, was forever changed because of the 1988 movie with Michael Keaton and Gina Davis, which was spelled and spoken Betelgeuse. But try to bet on Betelgeuse, if you can remember. Similarly, the bright star Vega should never be pronounced Vega. Now that it's March, some of us are looking forward to the start of spring. Should you call March 20th the vernal equinox or equinox? Here in America, equinox is preferred, but the British say equinox, so you're not wrong either way. And Halley's Comet is likely to be permanently spoken as Halley, thanks to the 50s rock and roll group Bill Haley and his Comets. Finally, we come to the touchy issue of local dialects. How many people clearly enunciate the T of Jupiter? It's proper to do so, but Jupiter sounds a bit affected outside of the British Isles. In the New York area, everyone says Jupiter with a D. But elsewhere, the T is simply buried a bit, and it's hard to quibble with that, as Jupiter lights up the pre-dawn sky these mornings. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.